thing made out of cornmeal that you cook in front of the fireplace in one of those ovens? And put ashes on the top?
You could cook cornbread in that, that stuff. Now, there's another thing the old-time housewife used to make out of cornmeal. That she called a cornmeal dumpling. And she worked that up just like she's going to make bread, bake it for bread. Then dropped it in to a pot probably where she had cooked, say, some pork meat of some kind, or different meat. Drop that into this liquid where she cooked this stuff. And it cooked the outside and made the inside of it glue together. And you call that a cornmeal dumpling. And you drop it in there with it by the spoonful, you see.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good eating, but it's awful greasy because you always cook it in somewhere where there's lots of fat, where they cook some meats or something.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of meat would you use in cooking? Like, that you might boil with greens. What
might you have? Well, we had what we call, on the farm, we had what we call the shoulders. That was the front feet of the hog, that was shoulder. The hind legs of the hog was the ham. In between was the middling, or sides. Then, the bottom part of the head was called the hog jaw. You used to cook that with turnip greens.
Yeah.
Or, most especially on New Year's Day, they'd have hog jaw and black-eyed peas. They thought that was a good luck outfit to have on that day.
What about something almost all fat that you might cook?
Well, there wasn't anything that was all fat but cooked. Because that'd all go to fat.
No, I mean, just you might put in, if you were cooking some greens.
You take the fat part of this side meat. And when you tie it on to the backbone of the hog, that's strictly fat. There's no lean in there.
What do you call that?
Well, people call that boiling meat.
Do you ever hear of fat back or
fat back? Fat back, now that's what I'm trying to tell you about. That's fat back. That's cut off of the side. See, in butchering this hog, when they're hanging, you split him. You open him up down the underside of him. And then split him open down the back. And this fat back comes where this side meat comes up here and meets on his backbone. Because there's a bit of space in there about that far in the thing in the world but pure fat.
Yeah.
Not a bit of lean about it, just the skin on there outside and fat on the inside.
What would you call meat that's not all fat, but it's got little streaks of lean in it?
Well, that we call that streaking meat.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you'd buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Well, that's, of course, nowadays called breakfast bacon. It was called the thin part of the side when I was a boy growing up. In other words, that was what they used as the breakfast meat. Because it was like your fingers there, fat streaks and lean streaks, you see. Just like our breakfast bacon we have to do.